FM 90.3 WJTL Lincoln Brewster, no one like our God. Good morning to you at 7:04.
And Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications Fridays at 5. Listen tomorrow for your cue to call. Email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your request on Facebook each Friday afternoon. It's the Friday Request and Dedication Hour at 5 o'clock on FM 90.3 WJTL.
This morning, our very special guests from The Refuge of Hope and Julie Alexander and Dave Knowles are here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And Julie, anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, everybody. Good morning. Hello.
And tell us about Refuge of Hope.
Yeah, so thank you so much. It's a great to be here this morning. The Refuge of Hope began in Ephrata on the streets. In 2010, we started showing the Jesus film on the streets, which is a great opportunity to allow us to meet people. And so it was great to hear their stories. And it was amazing to hear that people really wanted to share their stories. And so we just asked the questions.
Right.
And one story comes to my mind, and we were talking to a young gentleman, and they was, you know, down and out a little bit, and we had the opportunity to pray with him. But more importantly, we had the opportunity to speak some truth into his life, and we made a comment about he was created for a purpose.
Mm.
That's an amazing statement.
Right.
Right? I mean, and his heart just melted because all of a sudden now he has been told that there's purpose, right? Because a lot of times we maybe don't feel like we have purpose. So we had that time to pray with him, and that happened a couple of years ago, and that's still a memory of mine that just gets us our passion and our motivation to continue because people want to know the truth.
Right. So. And I understand now your ministry is moving into a new home.
We are. So we're no longer homeless. We're able to partner. We'll be moving into the Donickers building.
Wonderful. And Dave is with us this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I want to shout out to my 7 kids and my wonderful wife back at home.
And tell us a little bit about the Doniker building and how you guys are open to partnering with other ministries.
Yeah, well, it's an absolute miracle that we came to where we came to. We were able to purchase a 62,000 square foot building in April of this year. And, you know, we have 30,000 square feet of ministry space, and we have 30,000 square feet of commercial business space that we're looking to rent out as well to pay for the ministry's operations. So we're excited about what's going on there. And, yeah, just don't have time to tell the story, but, man, it's a miraculous story.
That's awesome. And Refuge of Hope is going to be one of your partners that are going to be in your building.
That is correct. Yep. Yeah. Refuge of Hope is coming in.
And what sort of timeline are you looking at for that?
Well, we're looking to get it renovated within the next 8 to 12 months and get all the ministries up and going and be ready to go.
Awesome. Coming up, we'll talk more with Julie and Dave. We'll find out more about the Refuge of Hope and how you can get involved. So we